Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. World leaders gather in Jerusalem to honor Israel's founding father, Shimon Peres, has died. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The last of Israel's founding fathers has died, and world leaders gathered in Jerusalem to honor this man. My broadcast partner, Winky Madad, reports on the death of Shimon Peres.
I'm just sorry that Shimon wasn't around to take a look at everybody who came to give him a send-off and to honor a person that no matter what anybody thinks of this or that political a move he made at one time in his life, was a tremendous figure present on Israel's history, starting actually from before the state was founded as a youth leader, very close to David Ben-Gurion, Israel's founding prime minister and leader, through many years, finally getting into the Knesset in 59 and moving through all sorts of ministries, and as you mentioned in the introduction, actually served as a prime minister for several years in two different terms, and also as Israel's president. Largely a ceremonial position, but Shimon made it basically his own private fiefdom in a certain extent.
Well, he certainly did do that, exactly. He was, as one headline I saw in the Israeli press, he was bigger than life. 93 years of age when he passed away. He covered the entire years of the existence of the modern-day state of Israel. He was, and probably, I would imagine, one of the last, if not the last, founding father. But you mentioned Ben-Gurion. Was not Ben-Gurion his mentor and just brought him along in so many different areas?
In many areas, Jimmy. Shimon Peres was sent by David Ben-Gurion in the mid-40s on a camel trip to the Negev to scout out what the Negev held for Israel, both strategically, militarily, agriculturally. There was, of course, some minus sides, but, you know, it is a tradition to speak only well of those who have departed.
My broadcast partner, Winky Madad, reflecting on this man, Shimon Peres, who was bigger than life. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The life of Shimon Peres witnessed prophecy being fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The life of Shimon Peres witnessed Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 7 and 8 being fulfilled. That prophecy was about Jesus bringing the Jews back home and then establishing a Jewish state as well. Ezekiel chapter 36 foretold of the land that God would give the Jewish people, which he has done, at least a portion of it. And Ezekiel chapter 35 predicted that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would take place. These prophecies in the process of being fulfilled in the life of one of Israel's founding fathers, Shimon Peres. Evidence that Bible prophecy has and will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...